Carol Cadu Blackwood.
Good afternoon. Thank you for that. That was my daughter who was in college. My name is Carol Cadu Blackwood, and I'm a longtime Lawrence resident. I'm a Lawrence resident of Lawrence, Kansas. I'm an enrolled member of the Cooper Tribe of Kansas, and I'm affiliated with the Kirtland Potawatomi Nation in Kansas. I'm also a longtime domestic violence and sexual assault advocate. I appreciate the opportunity to present written testimony in support of House Bill 2646. And I'm going to share a personal story with you and deviate from my written testimony, but today I'm wearing a necklace that was gifted to me from my father. My father received this necklace as a gift from a family that he helped identify their skeletal remains. My father he's alive and well. He's Steve Cadu. He was our tribal chairman for 30-some years. And while he was chairman, a family approached him and asked him to, they begged him, they urged him to get these skeletal remains identified that had been sitting in a drawer for 28 years. And so my father pressured the KBI to identify the skeletal remains, and I was in attendance for that funeral. And when you hear and see a casket, this is not normal. I saw the box. It was a wooden box, about the size of a shoebox. And when they picked up the bones, you could hear the bones rattle. And from that, it's my calling. So that's a large reason why I became a domestic violence and sexual assault advocate. I live off of the Kickapoo Indian Reservation, like so many of our greater majority Indian people who live off reservation in urban America. Our United States citizenship does not end at the Indian Reservation border, nor does the unique status of government obligations to our Indian people of the United States terminate at the Indian Reservation border. Our people are guaranteed the full United States constitutional rights of all other citizens, and we accept the responsibilities of citizenship. We all treasure our constitutional rights, whether we are from Horton, Mayetta, Lawrence, or Topeka, Kansas. These full guaranteed constitutional rights should be at the centerpiece of the debate and decision making in the consideration of passage of House Bill 2646. The significant numbers of disappearances and deaths of our Native American people have placed our communities in a crisis of sexual and criminal victimization. Our Indian people are the most vulnerable in American society, and the state of Kansas must act urgently and with strong resolve to prevent this ever-growing crime against humanity. Indian people are human beings with a zeal for life as any other citizen. Indian people come from throughout the United States to my hometown and alma mater, Haskell Indian Nations University, to seek higher education, and as Kansans, we wish them to know we regard our homeland as their own. Everyone deserves to feel safe in their communities, including urban areas. It's time for the state of Kansas to take strong action to stop this epidemic of violence and seek justice for those who have been impacted. And to answer your question, one of my thoughts, I'm a social worker, I'm an LMSW, and I've done research on how stereotypes and racism contribute to this problem. The American Psychological Association has found that mascots actually contribute to Native Americans as being seen or portrayed as less than human. And so that is you have the imagery and the stereotypes right there. So that's part of the problem. And I believe that should stand for questions.
Any questions? Representative Curtis.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. For bringing this issue, and I know that when she brings an issue, she has done her work and she has brought people together to collaborate to make sure that she brings us something that is very thoughtful. And so I appreciate you all being here today. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Any other questions? Representative Owens.
Excuse me, thank you. Not specifically a question for her, more of a question for the advisor. Because as I was looking at this, I see that the title of the act requires coordination and training, but then I see that the Attorney General may coordinate and train. Could you help me understand that?
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chairman. That really is the requester included May, and we even had a conversation about that, so the title is inaccurate.
Thank you.
Thank you, Leewich.
Committee.